Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview from last year with top pass rusher in the upcoming 2021 NFL Draft, Malcolm Kuntz out of Buffalo. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you'll receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start, Malcolm, when thinking about where we're at this point, I know we're looking more towards we're going to have a football season, a lot up in the air. But just for yourself, what have you been focusing on this offseason? We've seen the success, but to take it to that next level and preparation for the NFL.
I've really just been focusing on myself, just relationships with my family, friends, working out, trying to get stronger, faster, better for the season coming up.
Talk about last year, your breakout season, like Jack mentioned, 34 tackles. You led the MAC in sacks, 11 tackles for loss. What do you think allowed you to have such a high level of success on the football field last season?
Before, in my seasons in the past, I was underneath, like, underneath people. So it was kind of just like I had to learn and kind of understand how college football kind of works. And then once I got that, the sky was the limit for me.
As you mentioned, being behind some veteran presence, were there guys in particular early on in your career that helped you get acclimated or taught you things early on?
Yeah. Damone Harris, Chuck Harris, they really, when I came to Buffalo, they really kind of like really showed me the ropes and really showed me how to become a better defensive end and better at my position.
And just like you were taken under their wings senior year, next year, how are you going to take on a leadership role and help the underclassmen?
Just kind of try to help them not make mistakes I made when I was in their shoes. So just kind of looking out over them and telling them like the reason why we do a drill or reason what you're supposed to be looking for when you do this drill, what like physical attributes that you need to really focus on to be like an elite edge rusher.
When looking at the end of your last season, Malcolm, you won MVP of your bowl game, multiple sacks. How are you using that performance as motivation going into next season?
It's not that I use it for motivation because I think it was always there. I'm just like just excited just to show more because I was just a taste.
And Malcolm, going back to freshman year, a lot of the players we interviewed decided to redshirt their first season on campus. For you, that wasn't the case. You saw action in all 12 games as a freshman. Why did you decide not to take a redshirt year?
Because physically, I thought I was ready. Because I went to a prep school, went to Milford Academy, and straight out of there, it already kind of felt like I did kind of a redshirt year. So I knew whatever college I went to, I knew that I was ready to play.
As you said, Milford Academy, first Archbishop Stepanak, then Milford. How do you think that prepared you in a sense, in what ways for the collegiate level? And what were the biggest differences between the prep school and your regular high school?
Well, my high school was a really good high school when it came to football. Like, so I think Stepanak, what it helped me, it created like the need to compete and want to be good and want to be a contender and stuff like that. And then Milford, what it really helped me to do is focus on football, and not everything is just given to you. You have to work and grind for it.
And Malcolm, one would say that rugby is pretty similar to the game of football. You played rugby in high school. How do you think that helped your development as a football player?
I don't think anything like football related, like I don't think it made me like a better pass rusher. But when it came to like mental toughness and like physical toughness, the coaches I had for rugby, they were big on that. So it was like all the conditioning and all the stuff like that was just to like prepare us like mentally or like hard things to come and stuff like that. And I think I carry that throughout the rest of my career.
The mental aspect of football is so important. Based off your experience, as you mentioned, playing rugby, football, what do you think is the mentality that you need to have as a defensive end to be successful?
I had a coach, his name was Coach Rock, Coach Bellantoni. He told me to be where your feet are. And since he told me that, that's been like my philosophy for football. But like oftentimes, especially me when it comes to being on the field, that like my mind can wander. And then when my mind wanders, I'm not focused. But I realize when I'm focused, I feel unstoppable. So really just my advice is just be where your feet are, focus on what's happening in that moment, in that second.
Malcolm, like I said earlier, your numbers stick out a lot. 11 tackles for loss, 9 sacks. In terms of next season, do you have any goals or numbers you want to reach?
Obviously, I want to do better than last year, but I try not to focus on numbers. Because if I focus on numbers, like I'm just ready to play football. That's it.
In addition to the on-field production, film is so important for success. How do you feel that your film studying habits and the way you break down film has changed and progressed? And then a follow-up to that, what have you seen on film as of recent where you realize, all right, if I did this better or this, then I'll be able to bring those numbers up?
Like when I first got to Buffalo, well, all throughout high school, we watched film as like a whole defense, so it wasn't that serious. Milford, we didn't really watch film like that. So before coming to Buffalo, it was like, film was whatever. It was just like something that people did to me. But then like being listening to the older guys and them telling me like you can legitimately see things before they happen if you just watch film and find like offensive linemen's tendencies on the field, it could make you a better player. So when I started looking at that and then slowly like before a game comes up, studying a offensive tackle that I'm about to go up against and the mistakes that he did on film, I can really exploit that. During the game, I really started to pay attention to and focus it on film and stuff like that. But on film, what I start to focus on now, now since during the off season and when I'm watching like past games, I really just focus more on myself, on like my first step or decisions I made or like me wasting time doing something or being locked up with a guy, knowing that I can get off him fast and try to make more plays or focus on becoming more of like a run stopper and stuff like that.
Malcolm, coming in freshman year, you were put into action right away. Was there a moment, whether it was a practice or a game, that made you realize that, wow, these are legit D1 football players?
I don't think it was a moment. It was a moment where I had to realize that I had things to learn because like going through Stepanek and like Milford, it was like I got there and I was the best player there. So I was already a starter, but then going to Buffalo and I like not being a starter, being a reserve guy, being a guy that only call in for certain situations. It was humbling because it really made me focus like, I'm just like, there's things I have to work for. There's things I have to grind for. I can't just show up and be better than people that have been doing this for years. So it was a learning experience when I first got to Buffalo.
Malcolm, what was that recruiting process like for you in high school? And what went into the eventual decision to choose to play at Buffalo?
I was talking to a few schools, but for me, high school, my recruiting in high school was really wishy-washy. And it was kind of it felt like a popularity contest. Like it didn't feel like a lot of coaches cared about me actually being good at football. They cared more about how many offers I had or what other schools are interested in me. But the reason why I chose Buffalo, they were just always around. I was talking to Coach I, the receiver coach. I was talking to him since my sophomore year and he was always around. He followed me all throughout high school. When I didn't qualify at the end of my senior year and I had to go to Milford, he followed me all throughout Milford. So it was only right for me to go with him.
How important do you think it is for players to have a strong relationship with the teams that are recruiting them?
It's extremely important. It's you don't want to go to a place, especially a place that's not home or far away from home or how many hours away from your home with a whole bunch of random people that you don't trust. So I think, or you don't trust and you don't feel they care about you. I think Buffalo did a good job of that when they was recruiting me, showing me that they do care and that, like, yeah, I messed up in high school. Yeah, I have to go to Milford, but that doesn't mean that I'm not a great football player.
Throughout your career at Buffalo, how would you describe the football culture that you guys have there?
It's a brotherhood over there. We all, like, it's not even, it, at times, it don't even feel like we're a football team. It just feels like we're just buddies hanging out, especially when it comes to the locker room and stuff like that. We're all extremely close. People just show up in people's, like, dorms or apartments, hang out for hours. It's a great atmosphere.
Malcolm, we interviewed your teammate, Jared Patterson, a couple of months ago. One of the most dominant running backs in all of college football. Super hard for defenders to bring him down. How is going up against him in practice, how does that make you a better player?
It makes you a better player because he's like a running back I ain't never like faced before. Like before, like I'm used to like either like really big running backs or ones that aren't that big but super duper fast. But him, like he's just like a different type of like breed. Like it's like sometimes like I'll be playing and I like shed a block, and even though I shed the block in time to make the tackle, I can't see him because he just whips right by me. So it's a good, he's a good player, and he gets me better at practice.
At Buffalo, when we look at things as a whole, you guys have had a lot of talent in the past, specifically when we think about high draft picks, guys like Khalil Mack, top five pick, guys coming out of Buffalo, having that level of success that we've seen from players like Mack, give you confidence that I can make it to the next level and be successful as well?
Well, not even talking about him because I didn't know him personally. So talking about like Damone Harris that just won a Super Bowl for Kansas City, like seeing stuff like that really kind of like it makes you kind of hypes you up a little bit because it's like this same guy was in the same situation I'm in right now and he's playing on the biggest stage in football. So things like that kind of like put a little chip on my shoulder, like I can do this.
And last year, Malcolm, a couple of games that stuck out was the game against Toledo where you had the season high six tackles. Are games like that and performances like that, does that give you a boost of confidence?
Not really. I just be out there just playing. Like, I enjoy playing football. So it's like I don't really need confidence when I'm playing because I enjoy doing it. So it feels good when I do have it, like an amazing game because I like the way my parents react and stuff like that, but it's not like I'm only driven by those things.
At Buffalo, you and Taylor Riggins pair as one of the top pass rush duos in the entire country. What's it been like playing alongside him? And what do you think you guys are capable of doing in the MAC next season?
I think the sky's the limit for us. I think the way we are, we feed off each other's energy. If one of us are down, one of us is up, that person's picking up the other. So like having Taylor on the other side of me is like it makes me a better player. Just having him, just his presence, knowing that he's there.
And Malcolm, in terms of next season, end goal for you is to win the MAC. What do you feel this Buffalo football team has to do to come out victorious and win the MAC?
For us to win the MAC, it doesn't have anything to do with the conference. I just think personally, it has to do with our team, and the only people that can beat us is ourselves. If we don't come into play every game every week locked in, then that's the reason why we lose. I don't personally think that any other team in the MAC can outplay us.
In addition to the upperclassmen that you guys have that are really talented, was there a freshman or sophomore last season that stood out to you, hasn't gotten that media attention yet but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of people on my team like that. You got Max Michelle. He came to the defensive end room, and he's extremely talented. He just has a whole bunch. He just has a few things to get right. Once he gets right, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think we have a whole bunch of talent on the team that soon will be on draft radars.
And Malcolm, your senior year is coming up. seniors tend to think about the Senior Bowl, the Shrine Bowl, other bowl games like that. Is that something that has come across you, and is that something that you're working towards?
Oh, yeah, it's something I'm working towards. It's not the main thing I'm focused on. I'm just focused on this season coming up. Well, I'm focused on coming back to do some workouts. But, like, I'm going to focus more on that towards, like, mid-season and stuff like that. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
We know next goal, NFL, but do you have any career aspirations or things you're studying specifically in school for life after football?
I think eventually I want to own my own business. That's pretty much it. That's the only thing I have. I don't know what type of business. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I know eventually I want to be my own boss.
And Malcolm, what is a typical game day like for you? And what is it like playing at your home stadium?
A typical home game for me, usually my parents, they try to come to every single game. So we go into the hotel. It's like the first night we go there, we eat dinner as a team, stuff like that. Then after that, we go to hang out in each other's rooms. Well, we have meetings and then we have dinner and then we hang out in each other's rooms and then we go to sleep, wake up, have breakfast. And by that time, my parents kind of drive in and I talk to them for a good, it depends how early they get there, but usually anywhere from like 45 minutes to an hour, I get to just sit down, chill with them, and then we'll go back into our room, get ready to leave, have our last meeting, and then we're going back to the stadium to play.
How influential has your family been in your decision-making and career as a whole as up to this point?
They've been the people behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. That if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't know my name at all. Because they kept me on the straight and narrow. They keep my head straight. They always tell me things I have to do, keep me locked in. I love them to death.
And Malcolm, you mentioned earlier you would describe this football team as a brotherhood. Are there certain activities that you'd like to do with your teammates when you're not playing football?
Yeah, all the time. Well, we do activities when we're not playing football. But on any given day, like if somebody texts my phone or texts a group chat saying, oh, we're doing this, you have a whole bunch of people trying to pull up.
Malcolm, what would you want scouts, GMs, even future head coaches and teammates to know about who they're getting in yourself in the locker room and off the field?
I just want them to know that they're getting a hard worker, getting somebody that's going to put in the time, put in the work, ready to play at all hours, play through injuries, play through anything. And that's pretty much it.
And Malcolm, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Right now, probably Von Miller, just because I love the way he plays. He's kind of like a finesse edge rusher. His moves are real smooth.
And Malcolm, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what would you say is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Just focus on where you are. That's it. Don't focus on college. Just focus on the next step for you. Don't focus on NFL, senior year in college. Don't focus on anything that's in the near future. Just focus on where you are in your career.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.